You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
It's another week. The Lord has been merciful and kind to us, to our families, to our loved ones. And we've prayed, thanking the Lord. But just one last time, we want to acknowledge all that He's done for us. Just one more time, blessing His name. Let's thank the Lord. Give God praise for this blessed Monday. We are still standing out according to the theme for the season, stand out, from Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. We give God praise. Amen. Spiritual authority and influence is what we are looking at today, and we are praying accordingly. Now, reflecting on the title, blessings bring spiritual authority. As a blessed music minister, we carry influence. And that's what we're referring here as authority. Authority being in a position of influence over others. Okay, so when, as a minister, you get the opportunity to minister on the stage, ministering to others, leading others in songs of worship and in praise. And even on outreaches, you get to be at the forefront, interacting with others and congregationally leading souls in worship and in thanksgiving. Now, by the mandates given to you as a minister in that position, it gives you some level of authority or influence over others. Be it formal authority where you have been presented before the ministry as the probably leader of praise and worship, or as the music director, or informally, just by your gift, having that level of influence over souls. Now, through this authority, and as I said, be it formal or informal, we are supposed to impact lives, that these lives would fulfill God's purpose in His kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, blessing brings spiritual authority by God's grace, as He's blessed you with a gift. By the discharging of the gift, it causes you to become an authority, and as a blessed minister, carrying this influence that transcends the stage, impacting lives and atmospheres for God's kingdom, is what you must be preoccupied with. That should be your mission, that God, through you, having all this influence, would impact lives. There are people who, because of their personality, have natural influence. Some, because of their sports ability, they can score goals. Because of that, they have influence globally because they can use their legs to turn these round objects around and to put them in a net and to dribble others. Because of that, they have global influence. The same way some, because of their ability to manage businesses, organizations, they've risen to the apex, built large, huge organizations, and by their ability, have global influence. You, by your gift, as a musician, by the grace of God, you have influence. Sometimes the level of influence we have transcends far more. It transcends what we perceive, we readily perceive. We may think that, oh, it's just these people who know me. But in actuality, especially with the tools available in our day and age, our level of influence goes very, very far. May the Lord help us to be agents of godly influence in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our scripture is Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. By the influence we have, be it through gifts, abilities, talents, whatever we have by which we exert influence over others, we must ensure that it is to be witnesses unto our King. To be witnesses unto our King. To be witnesses unto the gospel which preached, by which all of us, through faith, by grace through faith, we have been saved. We must do the same, influencing others by the gospel. Our first prayer today, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. By this we are praying, our first prayer, empower me, Lord, to do exploits through my music service. To do exploits through my music service. For your glory, to influence people for your glory. In the name of Jesus. But the people that know their God, God's people who know him, shall be strong, number one, and number two, do exploits. So for strength and exploits, the grace to do exploits, we are praying right now that the Lord, through our giftings, will bring global influence.
In the name of Jesus.
For your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. As long as you decide to take a step, serpents may come at you. Scorpions may come at you. The enemy may throw devices against you. When you choose to do nothing and just to abide, the enemy is not threatened or really affected. But the moment you decide to take a step, you choose making that decision, making that covenant to take a step in answering the call to service, in answering the call to reach out to the gospel. When you take a step to sing about the gospel to souls and to reach out, serpents may come up and scorpions may be sent by the enemy to come and stop you. But the Lord, our mighty King, for this reason he's given us power. Even concerning him, scripture says that for this reason was Christ Jesus made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. And so for this reason that God through your life will influence the globe for Jesus, he has given unto you power. Power to tread upon scorpions and to tread upon serpents. Though they may come in one way, they will flee in seven in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Though they may come like a flood, but the Lord will raise a standard against them in the name of Jesus. You will overcome it all in Jesus' name and fulfill God's plan, which before you were born, before you were conceived in your mother's womb, that plan which he had in place for which he brought you to the earth, you will fulfill it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And because of this, we are going to pray this prayer. That Lord, grant me authority to break strongholds through worship. As I open my mouth, whenever I open my mouth to sing, break strongholds, lay asunder any stronghold. Cause me to tremble upon every scorpion and serpent in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Whenever I open my mouth to sing, Kabaraba boye bedebeya kabaraba, jebedebeya baraba yando do 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 buse bedebeya kaba. Let your power, let your power, let your power be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever I open my lips to sing, whenever I touch the instrument to play for your glory, let your power be made an evident. Let your power be manifested in the name of Jesus, causing the destruction of any scorpion and serpent. Let me trample over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy the works of the enemy. Whenever I lift up my voice in worship, whenever I lift up my voice in praise, destroy, 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 destroy every work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Starting right from my life, starting from my family, even to everybody around me, everybody listening to me, Lord, desiring a change, desiring a touch that you have mandated, Lord, even to be saved. Lord, break every hold, break every stronghold. As I lift up my voice in worship and in praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer today. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it reads that be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a very popular scripture most of us know in relation to imbibing the word of God for mental transformation in the light of God's word or God's will. So we are praying today that Lord, transform my mind. Lord, so my ministry stands out with kingdom values. Any mindset that is anti-kingdom value, Lord, I'm praying right now, by the help of your Holy Spirit, transform my mind. Transform my mind. You can read the word of God and it will just be like a storybook. It will just be like a history book. But when ignited by the power of the Holy Spirit, it becomes a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. And it brings about transformation. And so we are praying that, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, transform my mind in the light of kingdom values. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, transform my mind in the light of kingdom values, in the light of your kingdom culture, which you came to teach us, Jesus. You came down on the earth not just to come and die to save us, but you taught us, you explained your will to us by your words. Grant me the grace by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to be transformed in the light of your kingdom values, where I desire that which, Lord, you have prescribed, where I do not desire anything that you have not prescribed. Let me be transformed right from my spirit down to my soul and even all the way to my body. Total transformation in the name of Jesus, in the light of kingdom values, in the light of your prescribed culture, in the light of your word, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord and give him all the glory. Bless his name. Bless his name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Be thou exalted, our King. Oh, our Lord, who reigns in majesty. We thank you that every single prayer we pray today, by the power of your Holy Spirit, is effected. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to speak to my brothers and my sisters who have not given their lives to Christ Jesus. Please, if you have never done so, or you haven't done it meaningfully, you haven't given your life to Christ, you haven't been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, please, I am pleading with you. There is only one way to eternal life. There is never two or three or four. Never be deceived. Only one way. You can't have access to eternal life by trying to live even a certain lifestyle. No. It is only by faith in Christ Jesus. Or it is only by grace, through faith, through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. By his grace are we saved. And it is plainly written in scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. It is not of our works. You can't have access to eternal life by going to orphanages to go and give things to people or paying people's school fees. It is only by grace. It is a free gift of God, by grace through faith. And so today, if you want to have access to eternal life, and for you to have access to all the promises that the Lord has made available for his children, please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I give you all the glory for this day. For your mercies bestowed upon my life, granting me this opportunity. Lord, I yield my spirit, my soul, and my body from this day and forevermore to you. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my King. I choose to live to please you for all of my life. Let your glory, Lord, be seen in my life. by the power of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
You are God, Elohim, ancient of days, reign of this now, like you, Lord. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.